Once upon a time, somewhere in the most quiet place on earth, tales that never saw the light of day piled up on the oak shelf that stood gallantly by the side of a lilac painted room surrounded by the voice of a brown-haired, cream-skinned baby girl. She had just decided to become a storyteller every fortnight. And guess what? The oak shelf beamed so brightly as if to have been waiting for this opportunity. Come, join her on the tales she swore never to tell. In the land of mist and magic, the destiny of a great kingdom rests on the shoulder, Happy began. But Bailey cut her off with a giggle. Come on now, that can't be the first story, Bailey said, attempting to tickle Happy. Okay, I was just teasing. I love seeing you smile, and it's been so long I saw that, Happy responded. It was a sunny afternoon, Happy started. We had just been fed by Grandma B, our favorite as usual, Amalani Widu. Bailey let out a chuckle. Grandma B had gone to attend to some customers that came to buy stuff at her mini store. Grandma B was an amazing mama. She had a store downtown where she sold basic items. Her store was located in one of the many Lincoln streets at the heart of the municipal. She was attending to the customers when she saw that we had gotten to the culvert that separated her store from the road. We could hear her screaming our name, but we stopped briefly and gave a smile while continuing our attempt at the steps that led to the top of the culvert. Her customer had come to pick us up, and while Grandma B was saying some words we couldn't yet understand, we were more concerned with the fact that she was tying our ankle to the empty crate of drinks she had laying around. We were somewhat used to it, as she had often tied our ankles to the tolotolo she read, and sometimes to the empty crates. We sat carefully and calm as if trying to gather our strength from our first attempt at seeing beyond the long line. We sat quietly that Grandma B had just closed her eyes when we moved with the crate, and it made a sound that caused her to open her eyes and look at us. Eventually, after a while, we continued our attempts at moving around with the crate. We eventually got down the two steps and decided to return to the long line that someone had called our name and was making funny faces. So we changed course and headed their direction. We were so focused on getting to them because they had a shining object we liked so much. Our gaze was fixed in getting to it that we didn't know we had exhausted the solid ground, and well, we were swimming in a dark greenish sticky water that smelled badly. There was a lot of commotion around us immediately. We were lifted by two men. Then a rush of water was poured on us from our head, and people were sticking their fingers in our mouths looking for what we couldn't understand. Eventually, we were stripped, untied, and given a thorough bathing. Just then, we stole a glance at Grandma B, and we could see she was in tears. Her eyes were swollen all of a sudden, and people kept petting her hands and hugging her. The bath was done, and dressing commenced. When we got to Grandma B's arms, we couldn't stop smiling, and soon enough, she joined us. Bailey was almost on the floor due to how much laughter she had. Happy knew Bailey was way over the limit she had set for herself, and how she knew she needed something said to her, but it had to be done one at a time. So she decided to let Bailey have enough laugh before she brought up the things Bailey had stuffed deep down without properly addressing them. Well, see you in 2 weeks as we find out what stories Happy will tell next.